why did they try and kill Trump? You know, and I don't want to get into, I don't want to open the door for 300 conspiracy theories. I just want to give the stuff that I know is provable and I know is true. There's a lot of other stuff that may be true. But Trump is probably the only guy in the last 35, 40 years that ran for president that isn't a puppet.
Yeah.
Now, we all clearly saw, I assume everybody saw that debate, where Joe Biden, yeah, you know, he's got that amazing blank look on his face, you know, like he's got brain damage. Well, he's had two brain surgeries in the late 80s. He literally had two aneurysm brain surgeries. And he's clearly in the throes of senility and dementia. And he's clearly not running the show. But the thing is that they blew it. They went too far with Biden because Obama was a puppet. Both Bushes were puppets. Clinton was a puppet. All and the ones that run for president that didn't make it, they were puppets. Like Romney, McCain, these guys, they were all bought and paid for by crooked corporations. Trump is one of the few. It's like in the Old Testament, we had all these great kings, or I'm sorry, we had all these terrible kings of Israel and Judah, and occasionally you'd have a good king. Trump is one of the few. Now, Trump also is a man. He is kind of a bully. He is kind of an asshole. But you know what? He wants to do good. He's not bought and paid for.
Clinton was their war dog. He's our
Clinton was bought and paid for. Both Bill and Hillary. And they were like Ahab and Jezebel, you know, and because he's not bought and paid for, they don't want him as president. That's why they tried to take his life yesterday.
And it's not the first time.
Can I add to that, Jeff?
Okay, don't go too crazy, Bobby.
I'm not going to, bro.
Okay.
He is one of the only presidents that has taken on the New World Order.
That's right.
And the Khazarian Mafia. And that is a huge thing.
That's right.
It makes you think of the people that wrote the Constitution, because they were just
Alan
deists.
Soros put out a picture.
But
oh, I'm sorry. Is he still talking?
Yeah,
I just. But he's standing for that principle of the Constitution, like they did. Some years ago. That's all.
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear him, so I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right.
But Alex Soros put a picture out, I'm not sure when, it's been a while back, but it has a picture of a piece of glass with a bullet hole through it, and next to that were $47. Trump would be the 47th president. So this is, you know, it's Soros money, and, you know, behind the people that are, you know, that's where the puppets, it's one of the guys the puppets answer to. So,
well, you know, if Biden doesn't make it and Kamala becomes Harris, Harris becomes president, she's going to be 47. Trump might not even be 47.
He might be 48.
That's funny.
But anyway, couple more things.
We don't know. You know, actually, pop some popcorn, sit back and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And just pray mightily unto the Lord that God will, you know, because it says we're like trees planted by the rivers, that even in famine, God will make sure that we are watered and taken care of. So, you know, we can, you know, we want to know what's happening. We do not want to be ignorant of Satan's devices. But, I mean, we're living in some interesting times, man.
I think all of us are old enough to remember the last time a president was really assassinated, and that was John F. Kennedy. Yeah. And Kennedy...
Yeah, I was 6 months old.
Kennedy was...
I was 8 years old. I remember
Kennedy, they cheated him. He actually lost the election to Nixon, but all the dead people voting in Chicago made him win the election.
That's right.
And... they thought he was bought and paid for. They thought he owned him. And suddenly he got a conscience. He wanted to end the Vietnam War. He realized there was secret societies. You know, we had an FBI. You know, we think cross-dressing and and gender fluidity is all new stuff. Yeah. We had J. Edgar Hoover, who would pretend he was a woman in his private life and wear dresses and stuff, was running the FBI. Anyway, the deep state decided that, okay, Kennedy, you're going to turn on us? We're going to shoot you. And it wasn't Oswald. Oswald was the patsy. That's why they got rid of him. And they got, you know, and George H. Bush's father. It was a CIA hit. George H. Bush's father was dirty in that assassination. It was a shit show in our, you know, and all that stuff.
Kennedy also wanted to restore the silver and gold standards.
Yeah. So there was things that he wanted to do that he wasn't going to be allowed to do. And then his brother, Robert Kennedy, would have won the election. Johnson was the same position that Biden is in now. He was unelectable. They couldn't cheat Johnson in. So Johnson retired, and then it was basically Kennedy would have walked. Basically, it was a cakewalk, him getting in the presidency. And they had to kill him because they didn't want him to have it, because he would have more of a conscience than John F. Kennedy. And so that's why they're going after Trump. Like I said, he's not the greatest guy. You know, he's had more than one woman. He's slept around. He hasn't been the greatest person in his personal life. But he's the one guy that's our champion that isn't owned by the deep state.
And when he ran this country for 4 years, he was making a break.
Yes.
Well, and I think, you know, what people do in their youth, sometimes people change. You know, as an older man, I think he got religion, so to speak.
Well,
I think he had a change of heart, you know, and conscience.
Well, they were laying their
hands. Totally agree.
Yeah.
King David was, in the Bible it says he was a man after God's own heart, but yet he had a guy killed so he could sleep with his wife.
Yep.
And Paul the Apostle used to kill Christians for a living.
That's right.
You know? And
so,
then God has his come to Jesus meeting. Maybe Trump had his too.
And you know what? Jesus said that, and somebody called him good master. Or no, wait, I'm thinking Romans. Romans says there's none good, not one. Yeah. Right. The only one good is Jesus Christ. There's none of us are good without Christ. Without Christ, we're all just, we all be in the lake of fire. That's where we'd all end up. So that's my political speech of the day.
Well, I think he killed Bobby Kennedy.